Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. You may not agree with the content of certain books, but the staff at South Shore Public Libraries will fight for your right to read them. That's why they've created the South Shore's first book sanctuary at their main branch in Bridgewater for Freedom to Read Week, which kicked off on Sunday. Ashley Nunn Smith is the CEO and Chief Librarian of South Shore Public Libraries.
So it is 50 titles that have been either banned or challenged, attempted to be banned, in libraries and schools across North America, so the US and Canada. And they're really wide-ranging, cover a lot of different topics. And so what this is a permanent home for these titles. They're presently on display for about 3 weeks. And then after that, folks can borrow them and bring them home and read and think about the reason why someone might want you not to read that book. And so we're declaring ourselves a book sanctuary, a safe haven for books that somebody doesn't want you to read.
Christina Potty, who's the communications and engagement lead for South Shore Public Libraries, organized it in about 3 weeks. She and Nunn Smith attended a recent library conference in Ontario, which highlighted the book sanctuary created by the Toronto Public Library in 2023. The idea began at the Chicago Public Library in 2022. Almost 4,800 book sanctuaries now exist across the U.S., according to booksanctuary.org. Nunn Smith says attempts to ban books are on the rise in North America.
It used to be, if you were a school, the parents of your own students might challenge some of the books, but now people are getting together and using like a keyword search on a library's catalog, and any book that has the word gay, people from not even your own area are submitting challenges. And so again, we're fortunate we haven't seen that happening here, but challenges are on the rise. And so we wanted to be proactive by establishing this collection now and saying that we will protect these items, we'll protect intellectual freedom through all of our services and collections, but this is a visual and symbolic representation of that value.
The Bridgewater Book Sanctuary includes typically banned books like 1984 or The Handmaid's Tale, but also children's books like Junie B. Jones and The Stupid Smelly Bus.
This one was challenged in Toronto, and so the reasoning was that Junie would be a bad role model for young folks, encourage them to be rude to adults, and encourage bad spelling. Every individual has a right to decide what to read. And when you're a parent, I'm a parent myself. And as a parent, I get to decide what my family reads, but I don't have the right to decide that for my neighbors.
The collection also includes the Bible, queer fiction, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s bestseller.
It's one point of view on public health and pharmaceuticals. And so whether or not you believe this point of view, it's still worthwhile to be able to read it, debate it, discuss it, read different points of view from your own. That's really vital to a democratic society.
The collection of 50 adult, teen, and children's books is on display at the Margaret Henniger Public Library in Bridgewater for 3 weeks. Beginning March 10th, people will be able to sign out specific items in the collection, either in person or on the library's website using the keywords SSPL Book Sanctuary. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.